you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za. Business update with Gulesh Mfuphi on Kaya 959.
She brings you Kaya Biz, Monday to Thursday, 6 to 8 p.m. I don't remember a week that has been this busy. Cuckoo. But maybe let's speak about the two-pot reform, because obviously in the budget speech, some of the things that were, that were going to get covered, we now need to just discuss because they didn't get covered. Maybe we'll hear about them in March on the 12th.
Well, we hope we will, because there's a lot more detail that does need to be ironed out. But as you correctly state, some of the aspects that were included in this year's budget speech, which was then later postponed, is the fact that there's a proposal for a two-pot reform. Now, to remind everyone, two-pot, as we know, grants us the ability to access at least a third of our pension fund savings. It was introduced in September last year and has been a boom for the economy. According to SARS, it has released at least 43 billion rand into the hands of consumers, many of whom, according to the financial services institutions we've spoken to, have actually used this money to pay off much of their debt. But one of the proposals within this year's budget speech, which we have access to, but of course can't question National Treasury on just yet, is a proposal to make sure that South African employees who have since been retrenched will also be able to access a portion of their retirement savings if they can prove that they're no longer able to access any form of income. That would be the likes of naturally not being able to get a new job in the market after a certain amount of time, not being able to sustain their livelihoods after receiving a UIF payout, or even receiving a lump sum post the retrenchment process from their employer. This is still something that does appear to be quite complex as to how it will work and what the terms and conditions would essentially be, as rules and regulations would have to be set that the financial services institutions and corporate companies themselves would be able to implement. So it has come as a positive suggestion, just making sure that South Africans who find themselves under pressure, under strain, and who have been retrenched will be able to access a portion of their retirement. Let's hope we hear more about this on the 12th of March. If not, I guess there'll still be many questions that remain around it and how this proposal had come onto the table.
Yeah. So currently there's a G20 summit in the country, right? If you look even closer and you think about the G7, or maybe then zoom in even closer than that and just think about the strongest economies in Europe, maybe we can now ignore Britain because of Brexit. Germany is right up there at the top. Now, there's reason to concern, though, because there's reason for concern because the German economy, hey, I don't know how much stronger it will remain over the next, let's call it 5 years, maybe even 10. We've already seen that a lot of the car manufacturing sector has taken a strain. Should we be concerned?
We should be, but more so Germans themselves are very concerned. As you correctly state, Germany has been the heartbeat, the lifeblood of the European Union in terms of its size economically, but even on a global stage. After the US and China, Germany is the third biggest economy, but is slowly losing its grip on that particular role, especially post-pandemic. What we saw after the pandemic is that like many economies, they struggled. But what also hit Germany really badly was, of course, the ongoing conflict between Russia and Ukraine. This has impacted much of its exports, which largely rely on energy and gas, and even from a manufacturing point of view. Now, Germany also has had its own realm of coalition governments at a national level. So again, not unique to South Africa, but unfortunately, these coalition governments at a national level have not been sustainable for the German economy. As a result, Germans will be headed to the polls this coming Sunday for yet another election to actually elect a new government in place. This is after their previous coalition government collapsed. And top of mind for many of the participants and voters will be the state of the economy. They've been plagued by high inflation pressures, lack of job outcomes as well, following the retrenchments we've seen from many of the automobile manufacturers, and just stagnation in terms of growth within their local environment. So it's raised a lot of concern, and of course, given us some clarity in terms of the geopolitical environment, because Donald Trump and his presidency of the White House hasn't made it easier for Germany to implement these reforms. He's also proposed a 25% tariff that he'll likely impose on producers of aluminium exports, of which Germany happens to be one of the most significant contributors there. So tough times, economic reforms and money pressures are everywhere, not just in South Africa, but one that is also hitting Germany's economy quite significantly.
And so what are the markets closing off like this week?
The markets, well, we've had a pretty quiet week. I think there's been a lot of noise to distract us, especially from a local point of view when it comes to the postponement of the South African budget speech. That didn't hamper the markets too much at all. The All Share Index will open up from 88,873 points after 9 o'clock today. Currency-wise, despite the postponement of the budget, we've actually been very resilient. 18.36 is where we're trading to the US dollar, 23.24 to the British pound, and against the euro, we're at 19.26.
Thank you very much. It brings you Kaya Biz, Monday to Thursday, 6 to 8 p.m.
Business update with Gulet Ufupi on Kaya 959. If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.